City Council will come to order. Carla, would you please, this is a continuation. We're back from a recess. Carla, would you please read time certain for 3 o'clock?
Item 307, appoint Rick Michelson, Simone Goldfeder, Don Geddes, and Mary Helen Kincaid to the Public Works Administrative Appeals Panel.
Mayor Adams sends his regret. He's homesick, but he's asked me to present his report. The Public Works Administrative Appeals Panel is part of the 2009 Development Permitting Reforms Co-location. Development permitting reforms put more surety in turnaround permitting times and fees. In the past, it was difficult for an applicant to know they could appeal Public Works decisions. Now there is one location for Public Works, and it is easier for someone to bring their appeal. There will be quarterly and annual reporting on Public Works appeals. There will be no change or modification to these reforms do not change or modify building or land use appeals, but rather, this is where these comments get a little convoluted. So let me just say, if you're home, would you please call me? Of course, it's a 5-person panel, 3 city and 2 appointed members. 4 community members are appointed to the panel, working side by side with water, transportation, and environmental services managers. 2 are alternates who attend in place of the primary member. The Development Review Advisory Committee, DRAC, members were nominated by DRAC, and they are Rick Michelson, and the alternate is Don Geddes. The city at large persons with land use and development interests were nominated by the chair of the citywide land use group, that's Bonnie McKnight, and they are Simone Goldfeder, and the alternate is Mary Helen Kincaid. The panel will be acting as public officials, and no quorum will be required, and panel decisions will be based on submitted written materials. Let's do the formal part first. So if we could swear in Simone and Mary Helen, because the DRAC members have already been sworn in, if we could take care of that piece first. Hi.
Where would you like us to sit?
So, Carla, are you going to?
Yeah. Mary Helen wants to know if she can swear.
You
have to accept them first, and Sue will swear them in later.
I'm sorry. So, would you take a seat for a moment, ladies? I apologize. This may be the undoing of my presidency.
We could swear at each other. Right?
Yeah. We know how busy you are, and we are very grateful that you've chosen to take on this assignment. Would you like to say a few words?
No. Actually, the only thing I'd like to comment is I think this whole process is a good one, and I think it's going to benefit everybody. So, and I think Bonnie has to pay for this one. But.
That's not in my remarks. But yeah.
Oh, I concur with Mary Helen.
So. I'm going to acknowledge Commissioner Fritz.
Well, thank you both for serving. Thanks to Rick Michelson and Don Geddes also. This is really a very exciting moment for me because this is something I've been hoping for a very long time. And many of the neighborhood folks, and I think many of the developer folks have been hoping for a streamlined process to get appeals heard, resolved, and moved along as quickly as possible. So thank you so much for stepping up to serve. Thanks to Christine Leon and the rest of the staff and Commissioner Leonard and the Bureau of Development Services for putting this all together. And it's exciting. I think it's one of the first in the country where citizens are empowered and impaneled on the appeals board at the very frontline level, which is the best place for that, to have those discussions early so that they can be taken care of. And then there's further administrative remedies if the panel can't come to agreement. Greatly appreciate your service and your having gotten to the point of having enough expertise as citizen volunteers to be able and very capable of participating on this appeals board. So thank you very much for serving, and thank you to the others.
Any other comments? So
thank you.
Carla, this is a report, so do we vote to adopt the report, and then we swear in the two members?
Somebody else swears them in down in the auditor's office.
So could you please call the roll?
Fritz.
As I said, I'm very happy to see this panel put into place and used by BDS in our streamlined permitting process, and it will provide a useful and hopefully effective means for builders and developers to discuss problems they might have with the permit process. And I'm very pleased that you're willing to serve. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, again, thank you for your service on this brand-new committee. Appreciate it. Aye.
Leonard.
Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
I want to thank Rick, Simone, Don, and Mary Helen for agreeing to take this on. Thank you for your service. Aye.
We should have asked for public testimony also. I don't.
Could we have a complete breakdown in a public process?
Does anyone wish to protest?
Complete
this?
Nervous breakdown of a public process. Yeah. I mean, at long last, sir.
Yeah, Mary Helen forgot her protester at home. She
can you take control,
along.
Sir?
Carla, if we weren't dealing with the regular obstruction of this process and outbursts from at least one member of this panel, I think we'd be there'd be smoother sailing. We would welcome, of course, any testimony if anyone wanted to testify on any matter, including Commissioner Leonard's behavior. The word disgraceful comes to mind, but you may have your own adjective. Hearing none.
I can at least run a hearing.
hearing
even
none.
Even if it's disgracefully.
Hearing none. Sue, do we have to, something that they need to sign?
This can occur after the meeting.
I see.
Commissioner Fish is bound to determine to have them be sworn in or sign something.
You would probably prefer to swear them in.
Just reading the notes the mayor
so we
gave
can end
to me.
This. You know it's become painful.
This is tough. I'm not sure.
If anybody has any objections, I think it would be instructive for the folks at home to know what it is, what the oath is that they're sworn in by. So we have a few minutes before the end.
Do you know it, Nick?
Yeah, you're on, Nick. Yeah, what's the oath?
Of course, it's a cliche. I will let Manda, of course, take this piece.
Actually, it's Sue Parsons.
So join us
in
for a second.
Office, does this.
Ladies?
If you'll both stand, and we'll take the oath.
I'll give you your oath.
I think the president of council should be down there.
Yeah,
I think so.
Absolutely.
If you'll just repeat after me, I state your names.
I am Mary Helen Kincaid.
I am Simone Golfetta.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly
you
affirm.
Can repeat it together. That's fine. I will support the constitutions of the United States.
I will support the constitutions of the United States.
And of the state of Oregon.
And of the state of Oregon.
The charter of the city of Portland.
The charter of the city of Portland.
And its laws.
And its laws.
I will faithfully, honestly, and ethically
perform my duties.
As a member of. The Public Works Administrative Appeals Panel.
The Public Works Administrative Appeals Panel.
During my continuance therein. There you are.
Yay! Where's our pin?
You're good sports.
You got a pin here, yeah.
That was harder than getting married.
Not as hard as getting.
Well, yeah.
Are we done here?
Thank you both. We're done.
Are we dismissed, yes.
You are dismissed. Thank you. Are there any other council matters? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. Go ahead, Anna.